McDonald blazing beautifully. That's his second. And look at the joy it's brought them.
Not a lot of great news for a really tough and difficult season for the West, for the North Melbourne Footy Club, but this is one of the good stories, I reckon. Luke McDonald's won his first Sid Barker medal from Jai Simpkins, Jed Anderson, Todd Goldstein and Trent Dumont. And I think it's a fantastic reward for a really good season. He's been good enough to join us. Lukey, well done.
No worries. Thanks very much for the words. Yeah, I'm obviously really, really proud. So, as you said, it was a tough year, but yeah, I'm really proud to have won a Sid.
How, I mean, I know a lot of the awards were Best and Fairest Nights were done up in the hubs. How did you guys do it last night?
Yeah, so we all logged on Zoom, actually. So, yeah, just got on the computer and we had, all of us were on our screens. And, yeah, it was certainly weird. I obviously would have loved to have been able to have it around all my teammates and a few supporters and family. But, that's 2020.
It is 2020. There was a time, like about halfway through the year, you'll be able to tell me exactly when, but you went and played on ball and you did some tagging jobs and it sort of, you did a fantastic job, won a lot of the footy, and then you went back to halfback and you continued on. What was the impetus for that?
I think it was about round five maybe. Shorey came up to me and said, I want you to play on the bont. And yeah, obviously I haven't played midfield since I was probably in the under-18s, even though I've always loved to play in there, as everyone does. I don't know, I just played that, went all right that day, and then played on Shield the next week and Dusty the week after. And it's a funny one because when I look back on it, I reckon that's probably, one of the biggest turning points of my season because I just got so much confidence playing on those guys because, yeah, obviously you always look up to those guys. They're superstars of the league. And, just sort of beating him in a few contests. Just got so much confidence out of it. And from there, I just went back and, had that sort of belief. And obviously it wasn't very good in terms of losing a lot of games, but I suppose it was good to sort of hold the head up high.
Hey, Luke, it's really interesting to hear you talk about that, the fact that you played under-18s as a midfielder. You've been probably trying to get back in there every year since. But the confidence that going back into probably what was a really familiar position for you, even though you were playing on the best midfielders in the game, was able to give you that confidence again. Playing on those great blokes or those great midfielders, what did that teach you? What did you learn this season in AFL footy?
To be honest, it's funny. You learn a lot of lessons playing on those guys, especially. It's funny when I was playing on Dusty. He's just got that aura about him, doesn't he? Probably even more now he's won the third norm. But just that belief. It's funny, everyone talks about how fit and strong you got to be to be an AFL footballer, but so much is between the years and. I don't know, just a few, as I said, a few contests, around 10 advances and that, just winning him in a bit of body work and, it's funny, but confidence just grew and then from there, I've probably been a bit maligned about my kicking earlier in my career and from there, I just started hitting sort of easier targets and instead of always going for a bit of Hollywood, so hitting easier targets and then, the confidence sort of grew. So, I've got so much of that to thank for Ree Shaw and Gavin Brown and, a lot of the support I've had over my journey.
Well, as Gary said before, it has been a difficult year for North Melbourne and you're talking about your own confidence growing, but it appeared that the team confidence actually started to really lapse throughout the course of the year. And, things really started to unravel. How difficult was that for you as a player?
Oh, yeah, it's obviously, we're all here to win. Like, even watching the finals the last few weeks, I'm tipping everyone was the same in the league. That's what it's all about. You're just so, so jealous. So, losing all those games was obviously really disappointing. But it's funny because, everyone, it's pretty quick to write off North, but I've got just so much faith in a lot of our young guys, and I know it was a tough year, but it's certainly brought the playing list together, and it's something that, no one wants to go through, but I know we're going to be better for this year. I can't wait to rip into next year.
The new coach, whoever it might be, sits down in a week or two or three or however long it takes, and you're in the office for your first meeting. He says, Luke, where do you want to play next year? What do you say?
To be honest, it is a little bit cliche, but I'm happy to play wherever it is that is going to, you know, help us win footy games.
Luke,
so,
I'm the new coach, Luke. Where do you want to play?
There's not many halfbacks that, you know, go in the midfield, and I wouldn't mind setting up at halfback, because I think that one of my strengths is just my talking and seeing the game well. I've always absolutely idolised Luke Hodge when I was growing up. I just wanted to be him, to be honest. I love that, and I'd love to also if I can go in the midfield as well. But I know we've got a lot of really good young fellas going up in there with Lukey Davies and Jai Simpson, and even Jed Anderson had a fantastic year, Trent DeMont. So, and I think we've got two picks in top 10. So hopefully we can get another mid in there. So, and you bring Cunnington back. So I'm happy to play anywhere, but wherever's best for the team to help us win footy games, because that's what it's all about. And you guys both know that. And the difference between winning and losing in around the club in the week, and even especially in the hub, the difference between winning and losing, geez, it's crazy.
Yeah, we can't, man. Tim and I, that is something that we never experienced. So I imagine it would have been tough when you weren't able to get those wins. So what happens now? You've had a few weeks off. Have you got times back for training, or have you been able to have a good break?
So my girlfriend's family live up in Port Macquarie, so I was up there for a bit, which is nice. I came back to Melbourne a fair few weeks ago now, but I live just off Arden Street, so I've been able to go in the club and train with a few of the boys. I think we're back early Jan, and the younger lads back in December. But I might sneak in. I probably won't go in for the time trials, but I'll sneak in for the actual footy stuff. It's exciting times, because it's going to be pretty much a new club. You know, we've going to have a new coach, a lot of new assistant coaches. Johnny Blake, he's jumped on board, which is, it's really exciting. He's reached out to all the boys and seems like a ripper. So, I'm really excited about going in and getting into it. Just seeing all the boys.
It's great. There are North Melbourne supporters are texting us who are just loving hearing what you're saying. And as we've said a couple of times on our program anyway, it can turn quickly. You just look at the Brisbane Lions 4 years ago, they were in a very similar position. And with good decision-making and good drafting and recruiting, it can turn quickly. So just the last one for me, the beard, it had a life of its own there at some stage late last year. What have we done with that?
Oh, well, pretty much straight after the season, I shaved it. And, it's grown back pretty quick. But so I've got a little bit of something going on at the moment, but I'm thinking of shaving it off until November. It grows pretty quick, so I'm not sure.
It was a ferocious looking beard.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a funny story, because my grandpa, he's passed away now, but if he honestly had seen this beard, oh my god, I wouldn't hear the end of it. So, he passed away a couple of years ago. But when I used to, in my first couple of years, whenever I was playing and I hadn't shaved, he'd call me and he wouldn't say anything about the game. He'd just say about my beard. So. And Mum wasn't a big fan of it either as well. So I don't know how it's still going. I think lockdown saved me, because I wasn't seeing my Mum and Dad as much. So I'm thinking of getting rid of it soon. So,
well, deliver the best and fairest in your best year. You had a fantastic season, so you might have to think about it again. But hey, it's great to talk to you. I love the positivity. I love the fact that you're upbeat, and your love for that North Melbourne Footy Club has come through so strongly. And there's great heritage there with your dad as well. So get stuck into it, and we look forward to watching you play next year.
No worries. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Lukey McDonald, who's won the Sid Barker medal for the first time, 183 votes. Jai Simpkin was 140. Jed Anderson was 138. Toddy Goldstein was 131. And Trent DeMont rounded it out at 128. That was good, Wispy. There's a nice positivity about him.
Yes, a bit of a character, isn't it? I don't think I've ever spoken to Luke before, so maybe we need to get him back on again next year sometime during the footy season.
Loved it. We're here for Deliver It, made to order. Questions without notice coming up next.